Austin Davis was born in Indianapolis, Indiana, and now lives in Mesa, Arizona, where he is studying creative writing at ASU. He is the author of Lotus and the Apocalypse, a poetry novella out now from Outcast Press. Austin performs his poems all over the country and teaches classes for teens and young adults in using poetry as a tool for bettering mental health. Austin is the founder of AZ Hugs for the Houseless, Arizona Jews for Justice's homeless outreach program. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Austin, what poems have you brought for us today?
Lotus and the Meteors. Meteors are falling, but I don't think meteors are really falling. Fish swim through the sky. White bones licked clean drop slow, like clouds that have seen the real world and have hardened over time. Our home has vanished from the neighborhood. All that's left is a brick patio with lawn chairs, a few cigarette butts beside ashes. There's probably a little moss green house with teddy bear drapes pulled across the windows posted up on Mars. The TV is still on, the dog is peeing all over the carpet, and I'm sorry, baby, but I left the stove on purpose. Lotus and Loss. If you point your telescope up on this clear summer night, you might be able to spot Lotus. He's probably too small to see from your backyard, but hey, you could tell your kids that any one of those airplanes could be him falling back to Earth. Right about now, Lotus is swimming through nothingness, like he has been for longer than he knows. Back in the rocket on Mars, Lotus's captain is smoking his fourth cigarette and banging his fist against the table over and over again. The crew is shuffling away to the edge of the little kitchen as their coffee mugs bounce up and down. On Earth, mission control is in a code red. Every telescope from New York to LA is focused on finding their stick of hay in a pile of needles. Unfortunately for NASA, a little college newspaper caught word about Lotus. Within an hour, every news station in the country was talking about this poor boy from Prairie Creek on their evening broadcast. Every kid with a pair of binoculars is straining out their window right about now, scanning the sky until bedtime. When you're hurtling through space slower than Mrs. Huckles rides her electric scooter through the supermarket, you have a lot to think about. For a while, Lotus screamed. He screamed and screamed, flailing about for God knows how long. Lotus thought of his mother giving him a hug on Thanksgiving, drinking beer with his friends on the roof, the children and wife he never met. Lotus cried. He cried so long, the blackness began to look like a cape he thought he might be able to grab in his hands and pull away to unveil autumn in his little town, where everything would be okay again. Lotus thought about movie theaters, wind chimes, school buses, and making love. He thought about being a kid and spending his summers trying to touch the bottom of Wilson's Lake but never having enough breath. He thought about biting into a peach, falling off a bike, being so tired you pass out on the couch with the TV still on, and how bodies don't decompose in space. Lotus will be 21 years, 4 months, and 18 days old until the sun explodes. He couldn't wipe his eyes in his spacesuit and helmet, so the tears dried on his cheeks. Maybe Lotus would be found by a time-traveling orangutan or a teenage alien who ran away from their planet in the angstiest possible way. Or maybe he wouldn't be found. Maybe that would be just as well. Lotus closed his eyes and saw nothing but the color of wind.
You've been listening to poetry by Austin Davis on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.